Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. On Monday evening, April 8th, the auditorium of Nathan Hale High School in West Allis will open its doors, not for a spring recital or a student debate, but to the annual public meeting of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Every county in the state, 72 in total, will host meetings at the same time, with a mission of providing citizens the opportunity to weigh in on everything from hunting to habitat. The Congress dates back to 1937. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with an advocate on the importance of the public speaking out on conservation issues.
What you are about to hear is the nuts and bolts of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, according to Andrew Limmer.
So the Congress is a liaison between the general public and the Natural Resources Board. We collect information, we collect questions, we collect proposals for rule changes. We vote on those at committees, and then they go to the spring hearings, and they're voted on by public vote in every county on the same day across the board. And then, depending on that vote, those messages are relayed to the Natural Resources Board on where the public stands.
Having a say on topics such as the length of a specific hunting season or what fish you are allowed to pull out of a specific lake might not be compelling to some, but Limmer says protecting habitat and conserving land and waterways are worth everybody's time and attention. He is willing to try to convert anyone who will listen to his way of thinking. The 23-year-old took time out as he traveled through Milwaukee on his way to a family gathering to try to do just that. Limmer grew up in the Green Bay area, where his love of hunting and fishing sprouted. As for the Congress, Limmer knew nothing about it until much later, when he headed to Milwaukee to study engineering.
Started with volunteering for Ducks Unlimited. Started the first college chapter in the state at the Milwaukee School of Engineering back in 2007. And kind of heard rumblings about the Conservation Congress and started to go to hearings and got involved with them. And then realized that conservation was probably my calling and not engineering.
Yes, the conservation hook shifted his career trajectory.
So I went to UW-Milwaukee,
where he dove into conservation environmental science and, with equal passion, the Conservation Congress process. Despite what Limmer admits might appear to be a less than stimulating atmosphere, he remembers his first meeting.
Spring hearings, especially in Milwaukee County, are pretty lengthy and fairly dull.
But quickly adds, it's the process that is so important.
Really have to grasp kind of the grassroots involvement that happened along with that. The ability for anybody to walk in the door is something unique to Wisconsin. No one else has this opportunity.
Anyone can take the floor for 5 minutes to share a concern or propose a policy, or simply vote on each and every item being taken up by the Congress. Limmer not only spoke out, he joined in and was quickly elected to serve on the Congress.
And I was able to serve on the Migratory Committee. I was able to be Secretary of Air, Waste, and Water, and I served as Chairman for Milwaukee County and on the Executive Council.
What Limmer would like to see is standing room only at the annual spring gathering, whether it be an avid turkey hunter or a cross-country skiing enthusiast. He recognizes the Congress has some perception issues to contend with. For one, his was one of the youngest faces in the Assembly.
You know, I was by far the youngest person on the Congress. You probably could have doubled my age and still been one of the youngest.
Deeper, though, is the sense that the body caters to the hunting and fishing crowd.
But really, everyone has realized now that people who use the outdoors in any way, whether you hike, canoe, hunt, fish, trap, whatever it be, all those numbers are declining. And if we don't start to work together, conservation of habitat in general is, I mean, if we don't work together, we're going to lose it all. And that opinion is strong there, and the willingness to work with all folks is there. I think where the line is drawn is the Conservation Congress will always stand behind hunting and fishing and trapping as the heritage of this state and as a tool for management and a tool for conservation. And I think kind of the extremes of both of those sides are the ones that butt heads and the ones that have really been seen in the past. And really, that's such a small percentage, you know, of anybody involved with our process that it's unfortunate that they're kind of at the forefront there sometimes.
Limmer says the Congress is looking for ways to draw more people with diverse attachments to conservation to the public forum. Wouldn't social media seem a logical tool? Limmer says it might help draw people in, but he does not want to see a day when citizens simply fill out a survey online or shoot out a proposal into cyberspace. Getting people together in one spot in all 72 counties of the state is how you cultivate conversation, and Limmer believes compromise.
Really, at the core of that spring hearing is the ability for the public to come and, instead of just looking at a question on a piece of paper on a computer screen, express why or why they don't support it and add some background information. And we want to reach more people, but we don't want to lose that true public input that we have lost over the past 20 years. I mean, for those that maybe have been coming to Milwaukee once, I was told they used to go till midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning, because on every single thing somebody would say, you know, this background information should be added. And now, you know, last year you saw, there were very few questions that people spoke on. So we don't want to lose that, or I apologize, I keep saying we, like I'm still on the Congress, so make sure we make that clear.
Although Limmer's term as a Wisconsin Conservation Congress delegate and chair of Milwaukee County's team is technically just coming up for a vote, the National Wild Turkey Federation recruited him away for a post he just couldn't pass up in Peoria, Illinois. Perhaps that's why he took time to meet and talk up what the Wisconsin Conservation Congress meant to him.
I was just thrilled with the amazing warmth and open arms that I was welcomed with as a young person. I was unbelievably well received, which can be quite nerve-wracking as a young person going into a meeting with a bunch of older people that have been there for years, and you certainly have respect for them, yet, you know, you want to voice your thoughts too and feel like you have something to offer. And I don't think there's a better example of people being allowed to be a part of the Congress process than me. I mean, I came in as a student from Milwaukee.
You know the rest of the story. Limmer hopes it inspires other people to engage in the process. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Andrew Limmer spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz. You'll find more information about the Wisconsin Conservation Congress spring public meeting that's being held Monday evening in West Allis and in counties around the state from a link at WUWM.com/lakeeffect.